Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Hey, welcome. We just finished Wednesday's show. I was looking at the monitor and you see my MC Hammer on the thing. I should turn it this way. Forward.
What monitor?
But then he's not talking to you.
That's okay. I have to take him down eventually anyway. But yeah, everybody good?
Yeah.
His glasses got knocked off if you care.
Ah, crap. Am you good?
Yeah. Okay.
What
yeah,
is that from? I have no idea why that's.
It's just MC Hammer.
Well, I
oh, yeah,
oh, he wasn't here
sick.
For the story.
Oh, I think where's MC Hammer from? He's from his mama.
No,
he did songs in the 90s. Should have picked one of his songs in the poll today.
Hammer
by
time.
The way, I'm getting trounced in the poll. Like, and Morgan number two loves it. She talks so much garbage. I'll just be sitting at home and she'll send me garbage about how big of a loser I am. So,
I don't really? Do it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah. You
no.
do it. If you guys don't mind, vote for one of us. But I'm losing. I'm the underdog. That being said,
no, you're not.
I am losing by far.
But you're not the underdog.
I'm getting crushed. So right now I'm the underdog because I'm behind. Amy, what was it like this morning waking up with your kids their first day of school? Did you wake them up?
No,
and all night would touch their shoulder, and be like, "Wake, hey, you have first day of school. Good luck."
No way. I'm not gonna wake them up before. No, because I mean I leave the house before they got up. So no.
Do you kiss them, Amy, before you leave?
They're upstairs. I feel like if I walk up the stairs.
Do you think about them before you go to work?
Wait, what? I'm so confused. Are y'all judging me because I don't wake my kids up at 4 a.m.?
No.
Okay, so if I go up the stairs, my dog races me up the stairs. I mean, Stevenson will wake up, and that's just, like, not good. He needs sleep. Kids need sleep. So, no, I don't mess with that. Nope. But I do think about them a lot.
Eddie was making a joke. I was just jumping on his joke.
I know.
No, it wasn't really a joke. I was asking
Eddie,
if she goes and like I give them kisses on the forehead.
When they're asleep?
Yeah.
You win.
They don't.
Wow.
No, they don't wake up.
Mm.
They're just like.
Every morning you go in your kids' room and give them a kiss?
Yes. And then my wife gets mad when like she's like, because she's like dead asleep and I don't give her a kiss one day and then I'll get home from work. She's like, you didn't give me a kiss this morning. Why? What happened? I'm like, you're awake when I do that? It's weird.
And that's cool that you do that and to all your kids. Like
Well, you just never know if you're going to make it back.
I had not thought
I'm
of that.
I'm dead serious.
You do it every morning.
Yes.
Just in case he dies.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Here's what his kids think. If he dies, he dies.
That's right. Man, I felt, I definitely don't do
Dang,
that.
Eddie, now you.
No, I'm
I found
serious.
That Instagram post from our friend Adam Bobo.
Yeah.
About sleep. He's on Instagram, Adam Bobo. That's his name.
Oh.
Adam Bobo.
Yeah, I actually did a whole,
let me read this real quick.
Okay, I know. Well, it's going to load tomorrow. Now, this is
He talks about, he gets asked all the time. About hydration and sleep. And he was lecturing me on these blue light. You can even buy these at like Walgreens, right? The blue light blockers?
Yes.
And so blue light blocks melatonin 2 times as much as some kind of, I don't know. Where's the?
You lost interest in the.
It's in the. I know what
maybe
it all
it's
is.
Not even that
it's,
one.
It's a thing on my podcast this week.
I mean, our friend Ahmad always talks about it too.
What, the blue light?
The blue light is just not good for you.
Well, I read something that said you need 8+ hours.
It's in his...
Oh, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Athletes and high cognitive... You just told me this 3 times and I was not listening and I apologize.
It's okay. I already know it all because I did it on my podcast, which will be up tomorrow, but people will get a teaser now.
Athletes and high cognitive functioning individuals should be getting 8 to 10 hours of quality sleep every night. Everyone else should be getting a minimum of 7 hours. Decreased sleep time and quality has been shown time and time again to decrease cognitive function, which is just thinking... concentration, mood, running speed, athletic performance, and endurance. So it's just sleep. There are things that we're going to look back at in 20 years and go, we were so stupid.
Yeah. Why
the
didn't
fact
just
that we take sugar in like we do, we're going to go, oh, that's why a lot of people are getting cancer like they are.
What do you mean by it's just sleep? Like you believe that?
I believe that we don't value sleep as much as we should.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we don't put the emphasis on it. And Bobo too was said, I mean, he has an IV business, which helps people perform at their highest if they're lacking certain hydration, vitamins, minerals, whatever. So, but he's like, some people can't afford that. So people ask me all the time, what can I do? And he's like, you know what you can do that's awesome for yourself that's free? Literally, it's free.
Drink water.
It's sleep.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, drink water and sleep. And it's free. It costs nothing, but we don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Bones, do you have a hard time going to bed at night?
I haven't for the past month and a half, for the first time in 10 years. So I don't know if it's because I have a dog. I'm starting to think it's because of some of the... What do you call them?
Those probiotics.
Those probiotics I've been taking. Because gut health is apparently a bigger thing than we're supposed to.
That's huge.
So I've been taking these probiotics and I've been sleeping. I don't know if it's because of that or if it's because of the dog or because I've been setting time to read or a combination of all of them. Or it could be because Netflix goes, are you sure you want to keep watching? And it shuts off the TV. That's probably a big part of it. I think I've found the perfect Sunday with all the toppings, I've been getting quality sleep. And you've never heard me say that before. And so I've been nailing it. It's been awesome. So
good. Good for you.
Thank you very much. My butthole is getting better.
That's even better.
Because, you know, I injured it on the bike. It's yes. Probably like 80% better. I do this whole joke. Do you think butthole's a bad word?
I mean, I don't think it's a bad word, but like, I'm not going to let my kids say butthole.
Okay.
Like, to a person.
But could they say it to you?
Mom, you're being a butthole? No.
Right.
No, not just about like, you.
But mom, my butthole hurts?
Or yeah, would they get in trouble if it was just like...
Depends on the context. But okay. Well, yeah, they can say butthole as long as it's not towards a person.
So they can't say butthole as a descriptive term about a human.
Correct.
But if they're talking about the anatomy, they can say butthole.
Sure.
Okay. I just asked because I have a story that I tell about going to get medicine.
For your butthole?
For my butthole. Mm-hmm. And I do it in my comedy act. And I'm like, I'm only going to say, I messed up the last show. But I'm like, oh, I'm going to say the word butthole one time. But I need you to know it. I'm talking about butthole. And I say it twice immediately, and you shouldn't. But then I kept, what about bunghole?
But was it Beavis?
How do you feel about bunghole?
That's funny.
Your bunghole?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
How do you feel about beehole?
No, I don't like beehole. I like bunghole better than beehole.
Bunghole.
Well, because I get on stage, and I'm telling the story, and I have to say the word.
Yeah, nobody likes to say the word butthole.
Oh, here's my question. It's a funny joke, and kids can come to the show because I don't curse at all. But if I say butthole 5 times, does that take it up a notch, or is butthole just a funny word? It's a fine line. I was thinking about it. I was like, can I even say butthole?
I would say bunghole, because honestly, if my kid called another person a bunghole, I'd probably laugh. That's bad. That's sad.
So
but if
bunghole.
They said butthole, not allowed. Bunghole, okay.
But no one says bunghole anymore. That's the
problem
with bunghole.
That's also why it's funny, though.
Yeah, I like it.
Maybe I try bunghole this week.
Okay.
Try it. Try it out.
Maybe I'll do it in San Antonio.
My bunghole.
Eddie has his guitar up here today. We get it. Practice some new songs for this weekend. We're working mm-hmm. toward another live record in Little Rock. That's the goal. And so we have a bunch of new songs. But one of my stand-up bits that I do, and this is about me having to go get medicine from a bunghole.
Bunghole now.
So, yeah. But I'd said butthole like 8 times last time, and I came off stage, and Eddie was like, huh.
That was a lot of buttholes.
It was really funny because he just said, like, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to say it now, and then I'll never say it again.
Yeah.
Butthole.
And then and I just kept ripping it out. Butthole. I didn't mean to. Anyway. I got a text here. Can we get more Raymundo segments? Raymundo, how do you feel about that? Do you feel annoyed when I come to you on the air?
No, not at all. Why would I be annoyed? I mean, I'm in radio.
Because you sound annoyed.
Your tone right now even sounded annoyed.
It's really a multitasking tone. But once I get into the moment, I'm actually talking, then I'm all focused on the actual whatever we're doing, bit, talking, conversating, etc.
Somebody from 737 area code wants more Raymundo segments.
737, that might be Michigan, maybe. One of my friends shouting out.
It's his cousin.
Yeah, probably.
I'll read some texts and we'll get out of here. Listening in Panama City, Florida. Chris from Tulsa. Listen to Tuesday's show. I think Amy having Alexa is a cute idea for her daughter.
Thank you.
But it's your son.
Oh,
but
true.
And 737 is Austin.
There you go.
Yeah, I knew it was one of my homes.
737 is Austin now?
Yeah, 512 and 737 are.
Holy, wow. It's grown so much.
I still have
a
512 cell phone number. I didn't know there was a 737.
Oh, wow.
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 I have a gym etiquette question for Bobby. The guy next to me was squatting, but counting out loud. Loud. The point is making me laugh, and I couldn't focus. Do you think it's rude to count your supersets? Not so much the squatting and the how do you feel about the loud counting?
What's a superset? Doesn't matter. Okay, counting in general. I'm normally
one,
listening to music.
Two, three.
Oh, that's annoying.
Like that. Is that annoying?
Probably.
Would you say anything?
No, I'd probably laugh.
Bobby, I have an unpopular opinion. I feel that if my 15-year-old wants a nose job because they have a terrible nose, it's the same thing as getting them braces. It's also they can look better. It's all vanity-related cosmetic surgery. What do you think? I think there's a point there.
Yeah, there is.
I think the difference would be, and by the way, she has a great point, that unless it's a medical reason to get your teeth fixed and you're just straightening them, that is just a vanity procedure. It's a little more invasive, a nose job. So if that bothers you or not, like a surgery.
You know what kids at my high school would say?
What?
I'm getting my deviated septum fixed.
Mm.
And then they would come back with a different nose, but it was for the deviated septum.
I always feel like it's funny. People go, you know, why are you changing things? Vanity. But then they get a haircut.
Mm. Right. And I cut.
Even a haircut.
Yeah.
But even like,
or even if you color your hair, highlights.
If you brush your teeth.
Well, no, that you gotta clean your teeth so they stay healthy. That's a health thing.
That's a health thing.
But even like the way someone looks, like people like that. Like, there's someone likes bigger noses. Some people like crooked teeth. Like,
yeah, but you're talking about fewer and far between.
Okay. I just feel like there's someone for everyone without fixing yourself.
Like, no, you don't.
You don't think that?
No.
Really?
No, I don't. I think you're right, but you don't feel that way.
No, I don't. Because, right. I mean, I feel like...
But there is something to say, I think. I mean, braces we kind of will do early on because it's But it could be a teeth crowding thing, like how your mouth and jaw is
That
all,
wouldn't
like,
be cosmetic.
Right, but...
Remember
at a young age,
teeth we talked about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
500 teeth in the boy's mouth.
At a young age, that's acceptable. I think where it gets blurry for parents is if it's a teenager, they're still not fully developed. There's a complex of like, I mean, yeah, you probably don't want them to get made fun of, or if they're insecure about something like their nose or whatever it is, but I think they have to be in a place emotionally and mature-wise, like, to handle something like that, to where it doesn't become an addiction, to where maybe they start feeling like they just fix everything about them. Because sometimes when you're different, that creates you. Like, it helps you be who you are. And then when they're more mature, they can decide if they want to do it. Mm. Right?
I don't think I'd want my 15-year-old to get a nose job.
Right.
I'm just saying her
Me
point
neither.
Was valid. And I was saying that I think Eddie's just saying what the popular nice guy thing is to say that, there's someone for everyone. You want to play to the most people possible in your life, period, generally. You want to be well-liked by as most people possible. So sure, there's someone who likes someone with one eye.
Well, what made me think about it is I was watching like Barbara Streisand the other day, and like she had a big nose, and you look at her and you're like, she's not beautiful or anything. But then the more you say, like, she is beautiful. Like, she was really pretty. She just had a big nose. And I think that
but she was on TV and was a great singer, or you would have never gotten to see her. And trust me, as someone with a huge head as a kid, I wasn't waiting for people with huge head fetishes. I was trying to grow out of it.
But you look at you now, you still have a bigger size head. You're good.
It looks great. Head looks great.
Oh,
she has a point though.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get braces super young because your teeth aren't all out yet.
I don't mean like super young, but it's acceptable in junior high to have braces, but it wouldn't be acceptable in junior high to have a nose job.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough.
By society.
If I ever get a surgery, I'm getting all the surgeries. You know me, I don't do things halfway.
I know. I always seem to get addicted.
I'm going in like this, coming out freaking Ken doll, boys. Ken doll.
If you ever get the Botox in your head, you're going to get Botox everywhere.
Yeah, like.
Does he need it, Amy?
No.
Why you get, oh, my
wow,
God.
Wow, you went right back to
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
That was an example.
Oh, my God.
I mean, voluntarily.
Amy.
You brought it back up.
All I do is look at my forehead and everything I do.
That's not.
Everything.
I was
when I'm doing CMA Fest, I look at pictures.
You just
I walk
said.
By the mirror. And I wasn't even thinking about it, but I'm glad you brought it up.
You know how people get a complex?
Yeah, that.
Know,
that,
I'm
right
sorry.
There. You keep coming back to something.
I don't
something.
Beat you up over things.
I don't. Okay, I can't tell right now if you're serious.
Oh, he's serious.
I don't beat
Man.
You up over things.
If you're serious,
I
want to
like
stop.
I'm like, if you have a flaw, you know what?
If
people
you're,
will like you
it's
for
not
it.
A flaw. If you're serious, I will stop laughing.
You took that
laughing.
Out of context.
What's up?
Wow.
But I don't think you're being serious, because you know I was just saying it's a joke. Like, you had Botox everywhere because you get addicted.
Lots of people are hitting up Lunch's pick on the dress, and Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again came out in the year 2000. Does that DQ Lunchbox? It does not DQ anybody. But if listeners know, they know, but it does not DQ anyone. There are no rules.
Well, what's the argument that...
I could have picked Old Town Road.
The argument was it was recorded in the 90s?
Yeah. It was put out. It was released in so no one had ever heard it until 2000.
Mm.
But...
I say DQ them.
There's no DQing.
I'm kidding.
No DQing. We're all good. You go vote at BobbyBones.com. I think
I'm going to go vote for you, Bobby.
No. What?
What?
It's one vote, first
he
of
needs
all.
It.
Second of all, Amy's just ripped me a new one over here.
I didn't know.
Oh,
not.
She's making up for that. I got you.
What? I was moving on from that.
No. He was moving on from it, and then you
I
brought it back
on.
Like 2 weeks later now. It's been 2 weeks.
Okay.
And
I'm never saying the B word again.
What's that?
Which one?
I'm not saying it.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go. Thank you all. Here is today's show, and I'm going to go and go to the bathroom and not look at myself in the mirror.
Oh.
Okay.
That must be tough.
All right. Greetings. Goodbye. Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you. Amy is still on the hunt looking for someone to play Alexa. Her son's birthday is Saturday in Texas, and you're looking for someone to act like they're Alexa because your son loves Alexa so much.
Yes.
And so you just got a message that said, what?
It said, good morning, Amy. My name is Lindsay, and I'm a longtime listener. I'm based out of New Braunfels, and I work for a party company that does exactly what you're asking to do. The company is called Once Upon a Party. How cute is that? And they do all kinds of events with any character imagined, and the owner of the company has pretty brown skin.
Wait, does she ever do Alexa?
I just replied back. She said, we do what exactly we were asking for the quote, Alexa party.
They have an Alexa party already.
I don't know. Cool. I just replied back.
That's forward thinking.
I know that she's speaking for the owner and the pretty brown skin, but if this is her business, it's already what she does. Like, what? This could be perfect. She can get into character. They already are used to acting.
They should open a tube.
In an echo, yes, or whatever.
A little light on the bottom, like a flashlight going through a hole.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
I hope you find someone.
Me too.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
MC Hammer, are you good over there?
Please don't hurt him.
Yeah. I'm not going to hurt you, MC Hammer. I have an MC Hammer on my desk, my adult action figure that I was given, so I check in with him. He's doing pretty good today.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, MC Hammer? Cool. He said he's too legit today.
Oh, is that what he said?
Today is pretty good. A lot of people are suggesting karaoke songs for me, so I thought we'd investigate another one.
Come on.
I got a note saying, hey, Bobby, your go-to karaoke song should be Proud Mary by Creedence Clearwater Revival, which is interesting. Here's the thing about a karaoke song. Like, I need, like, a go-to. And you don't shout out, this is my go-to. You're at a karaoke bar or a restaurant where they're doing karaoke. And they're like, hey, you want to do some karaoke? And I go, nah. Not really.
Come on. Come on.
But I perform all the time.
But this is fun. This isn't work.
Oh, you guys are going to drag me. Okay. And then you go up, and then you already know it, right?
You nail it.
It's your go-to, and you nail it. All right, play Raymundo some of this. Let's see how it's feel about CCR.
You got this.
I know the song. Turn it up a little bit, Raymundo. Let's see how we feel about this.
Yeah. Get some beers, guys.
Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleeping. Worry about the way things might have been.
I'm not vibing with it. Yeah. I love the song. I'm not vibing with it, though. It's too middle of the road.
It's kind
of
slow.
Like, well, you either got to go super slow or fast and party. That's what they call a mid-tempo.
Hmm.
Can you request the faster version?
Speed it up?
Yeah. Hey, DJ, can you speed it up?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm going to have to pass on this one. I appreciate the listener for sending that in. I have to pass on that one. It's fun. Keep sending in your songs, though. Actually, send them over to Amy's email that you're doing the Alexa stuff with.
Yeah, I'll filter through that, too. I'm going to probably miss a lot of work emails just because.
Oh, you actually gave out your work email yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
Huh.
That's an interesting call.
I didn't have
not the route I would have probably walked now, but
was this to get my personal one?
No. Or? You could have done mailbag@bobbybones.com.
Oh, okay.
That's the one we get all the emails to.
Could have been hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah, anything.
Oh,
yeah,
those you're things, right, you know. Right.
Put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Hey, why don't we get ready for the draft here? Because it's time. We'll start with Eddie today as the first round pick.
Yes, sir.
I'm the champion right now, winning my first ever draft. Amy has one, I have one, Eddie has one. Morgan number two has three.
Three?
She has won three drafts.
I've got zero.
She's the big in-house champion here. All right, Eddie, you will have the first overall pick. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm
the
so ready.
The only rule is songs from the 90s. That's it. We have our sheets.
What?
Don't be looking at my draft board.
That's true. Don't be looking at everybody's draft
Thank
boards.
Thank you.
Cover it up.
Yeah, you got it open.
Are we ready?
I'm ready, Bones.
Eddie, with the first overall pick of the 90s song draft, who are you going with?
It's a no-brainer. We're going with Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places. Come on!
Got that on my board.
I mean, I just got to take that off the board now.
It's a strong first pick.
Okay. Expected.
Yeah, pretty expected. All right, Eddie, good pick. Solid
Thank you, Bones.
Pick. I think you had to pick that.
Yes,
I had to.
You had to.
Yeah,
you got to go number one.
Morgan, number two, with the second pick. First round, go ahead. Second pick.
Got to go with my girl, Shania Twain. Man, I feel like a woman.
Oh, give it the action.
All right.
Good pick. So far, these are power picks.
Are you scratching anything off?
I had to scratch off Friends in Low Places.
Okay, good.
I felt you would go there first. But I had one that I think will be a little more powerful, even though that was the bigger song.
Really?
Yeah. I have Garth Brooks' The Dance.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, that's good.
I
that's
just
good.
Think it resonates a little I more.
That's so good.
It was tough, though. I'll be honest with you. If Friends in Low Places was there, I might have taken it. Turn that one up.
Okay. The
Did he mess you up, Amy?
Amy, I mean, what do you got? We're picking songs from the 90s. There
this
are no
is so
rules.
Hard. Like, I have butterflies in my stomach. What? So I've got... I'm just going to go with a song that anytime I hear it means a classic. This one's country, but it is straight 90s, and I love it, and it's Dust on the Bottle.
That's a good one.
Ooh, I think you could have got that in the second or third round.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, you took the two Garth ones. And you know I love me some George Strait, but 80s was where it was at with some of his hits. So for 90s, I had other stuff I needed to do.
Okay.
Okay. Hey,
your team.
That's right. Lunchbox.
You know people love that song.
I know. I love that song.
I mean, I love that song.
I think it would have been there in the second round, though, is my only thing.
Oh, okay.
Like you had time to...
Well, I think my other ones are good.
Lunchbox, first pick.
Man, I had The Dance. That really threw me for a loop. I thought I was going to slip past Bobby somehow. So I'm going to go out of the country realm. I'm going to go to this. She was young then. She was she lost it a little bit, and it's called Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again.
Not the song I would have went with Britney. Yeah. Not the Britney song I would have went with, but it's hard to not put Britney on your list. All right, Lunchbox, go ahead. You have another pick.
Oh, it's right back to me. Oh, back to me. I mean.
So you have the first pick of the second round now. It's out.
Yeah, second round. I'm going to start it off with these guys had a song that crushed. America loved. And it's Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
What year is that from?
94.
Wow, that late,
it's,
huh?
Yeah, I had it.
Wow, look at that.
Shoot.
Did we have a clip for that one, Raymundo?
Oh, I'm searching desperately right now.
Okay. Raymundo has like 1,000 clips up there because we all send him our songs. Okay, I'll Make Love to You from Boys to Men. All right, Amy?
Golly. Okay. TLC Waterfalls.
Oh, I had that one.
Yeah.
It's good.
Wait, why are you just me?
No, I said, yeah. I'm thinking of it. Let me think about it.
I mean, every time you see a waterfall, do you not reference this song?
I don't. No. But it's a good song.
Turn it
jump on me. I was just thinking, the wheels were turning. Like, how do I feel about that song? And I was like, yeah.
How do you feel? Okay.
It's a good one.
All right, thank you.
Amy, it does hurt when no one comments when you draft a song. Everybody's just silent. Like, oh, did I do bad?
I know. Sorry I did that to you with Britney. I'm sorry.
Yeah, everybody did.
No, react how you're supposed to react. I want to go... For my 90s pick, I'm probably going to go I Cross My Heart, George Strait.
Oh, yeah!
It's okay.
It's a good one. Got her.
Do you think that that's better than Dust on the Bottle?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dust on the Bottle is awesome, but... Sing it, Bones.
In all the world, you'll never find... All right, Morgan, number two. What's your next pick? 90s music, 90s song.
Switching genres over here, I'm going with Spice Girls, Wannabe. I'll tell you what I want,
what I really, really want. A lot of girl power. Like, Morgan, number two, knows her lane.
Yeah.
And she's smart about that. She's playing to her people. Eddie, next pick in the 90s song draft.
I'm not going to do it like that. I ain't changing genres. I'm staying right where I started, and I'm going with Chattahoochee, Alan Jackson.
Turn it out, Dave! Solid pick. It's a solid pick. Muddy
water meant to me. Water skiing and blue jeans.
Solid pick.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, you'll have the final pick. Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks, Chattahoochee, Alan Jackson. What is your final pick, your third and final song in the 90s song draft?
This is tough. But I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to go with Dixie Chicks, Cowboy Take Me Away.
Cowboy Take Me Away. Now, great song.
Yeah.
I love the Dixie Chicks. The problem you're going to get into is some people are going to go.
What's up?
They're going to go political, not going to do it. Which I don't agree with. No. I love Dixie Chicks. Everybody that hates Dixie Chicks is a dumb.
Oh, that's okay. I'm talking about music. I'm not trying to.
But I'm just telling you, that's probably going to.
But people are voting.
I would have picked Dixie Chicks. Dude, I thought about this too. I love this song.
Yeah, but. Forget the artist. We're talking about the song here.
If people could separate, they will.
All right, guys, I'm just
But if we
just
know
separate.
Anything about America, they can't.
Yeah, they can't separate.
They can't separate crap.
Right.
Okay.
I love the song. I think as a song, fantastic.
All right.
I had trouble with that. I didn't put it on my list.
America, you're better than that.
Oh, I like how you're talking about it. Yeah,
be encouraging to people, yeah.
Morgan, number two?
Keeping with my genre change.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's getting emotional?
I am. No Diggity, Blackstreet.
No doubt.
Solid. No
Diggity. Trying to think of what you're gonna do next.
Yeah, I'm. This is
he's gonna go. He's gonna go rock.
Am I? So I have The Dance, Garth Brooks, Across My Heart, George Strait. I have one more song.
Oh, and
go Weezer. Go Weezer.
Hmm. Well, I got all these different areas I was thinking about going.
Boy.
And I do have Britney Spears' Baby One More Time on my list. That's the Britney Spears song you take because it's her biggest one. Like if you were going to take a Britney. So I have that. I'm going to eliminate that one.
You know I still go, right?
I know.
Okay.
Take another George.
just to spite Amy. Oof. And I'm going to pull Getting Jiggy With It off my list, too. Because that was such a fun song that really defined the 90s for me. I'm going to take Getting Jiggy With It off my list. I'm down between two.
What are the two?
Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. Like the boy band song. I love NSYNC more, but that's a big one. But I think I'm going to go with California Love, Tupac.
Dang it.
Oh. California.
Tupac and George. I see how it is.
Yeah, he definitely. Amy, that's like positioning. Hey. He got you with the position
in
right
the
there.
City of Bobby.
Oh.
He takes Amy's songs. All right, Amy. What do you have left?
Okay, so I'm surprised you didn't go with this one, and I'm gonna cross it off the list, but I left it for you to take because I feel like these
don't
are your people.
You give me charity.
No, these are your people, and I was I can't take this. No, this is one that I just mention one. It's not my pick right now, but I mean, Counting Crows, Mr. Jones,
fantastic song. Thought about
it, but you weren't gonna make it, like. I was like, you know what? If I go before Bobby, I'm going to leave this for him because it's
right
such
now.
A jam.
You can't play like that.
It is a jam.
Yeah, you got to go for the jugular.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Or what is that artery there? The carotid?
What do you have, Amy?
Man, I cannot decide what I should go with.
What are you working between?
I'm working with Vanilla Ice Ice Baby.
Strong pick. Had it over here.
Mm-hmm. And, Tupac, Dear Mama. Because I love that song. But I don't know that everybody loves that song and people are voting. So,
oh, man, it's on my list.
I mean, but there's also Baby Got Back.
Mm. Oh.
So good.
Solid. I don't think Dear Mom is the play. Not his biggest song.
Right.
But Baby Got Back.
Amy, why are you letting him decide for you?
Yeah, Amy, he is his opponent.
Or the ninja rap from Vanilla Ice from the Ninja Turtles movie. Fantastic.
Bones.
You're going hard right now. When I said Ice Ice Baby and you immediately said, ooh, solid pick, was that your game face?
Amy, you're falling for it.
Ice Ice Baby is a great pick. If y'all play in the dance party, it's a
There's
great
also
pick.
Wilson Phillips, Hold On.
Oh, you get a lot of female vote with great that pick. One. That's a good one. That's like a
Hold
Morgan number two
on.
Pick.
Oh.
Amy, your final pick is?
Till then, baby, are you going to let them hold you down? Okay, I'm going to go with, I gotta go with Ice Ice Baby.
That's a good pick. You picked it. Ice Ice Baby. That's a good pick. I had it up here. Lunchbox, your final pick in the 90s song draft.
Oh, boy. Man, there is so much. I don't have anything from the country genre. So I have Unanswered Prayers down there. But I'm like, I don't know if that's good. And then Mariah Carey just got beat out by Lil Nas X, One Sweet Day, for the biggest number one of all time. But do people like that song still?
One Sweet Day?
Yeah. But I'm going to go with the biggest song that went from country to pop. I'm going with Amazed by Lone Star.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, here. By the way, there's a new rule today. If you finish last in the draft, you don't play the next draft. Someone else comes into place. There's got to be...
if you're voted last.
If you're voted last.
Okay, gotcha.
You have to sit out the next draft.
Oh, wow.
Starting when?
With this draft.
Oh.
So, if you're last place in the votes, you don't do the next draft.
Golly, what were my picks?
All right, here we go. Here are the teams in the draft. Mike, if you'll scroll up, please. Eddie has Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Yes.
Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee.
Beautiful.
And Dixie Chicks, Cowboy Take Me Away.
You got this, America.
I would listen to that.
That's a good list.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
It's tough for me to look at a list and go, that's good. But you know what? That's good.
Yeah.
You did good. You did good. Morgan number two. Shania Twain, I Feel Like a Woman. Man, I Feel Like a Woman. It's good. Spice Girls, Wannabe. Blackstreet, No Diggity.
Killing it. Feeling confident.
I do see, Morgan number two, that you definitely know who you're playing to, and I admire and respect that. She has her strategy. There's a reason she has three wins, and all us knuckleheads don't. So I'm with you on it.
They're also my soul songs. Like, I got to go with what's in my heart. Those are in my heart.
Me, I have Garth Brooks, The Dance, George Strait, I Cross My Heart, and Tupac, California Love.
Freaking awesome.
I feel like that's solid, but to me, obviously, I should feel like that. Amy, Dust on the Bottle, David Lee Murphy, Waterfalls, TLC, and Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, it's diverse.
And then Lunchbox.
Ish.
Oops, I Did It Again, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Mike, did you pull that fact down on purpose?
Well, it said it was recorded in 99, but released in 2000.
Okay, you know what? There are no rules, but Mike did put a note up here that it was released in 2000. If it's recorded in 99... I'll Make Love to You, Boys to Men, and Amaze Lone Star.
So. Amazing list. That is a great list, America. I mean, you want that. If you're driving your car, those are the three songs you want to listen to.
Bobby wasn't feeling our songs.
I know.
He
just.
Mine.
Are you kidding? I felt a lot of the songs.
Not mine. Our, me and Lunchbox.
Well, you forget that he's part of it. Like,
he's got he sold your songs and he sold Morgan number two.
Has I'm a just, solid list.
I'm sharing my heart.
He gave her props for knowing her audience.
No, all I said was David Lee Murphy's a great song. You could have got that in the second or third round.
Amy, but that's
Amy,
fact.
The good thing is America loves an underdog story, and we are you and I are the underdogs, and they're going to rise up and vote for us.
Yeah, well, David Lee Murphy's amazing.
I agree. No one's all right. I'm Team Baby. Britney's, hey, listen. I am.
Team Baby.
Yeah, always go for the baby.
Me too.
Over team at BobbyBones.com. We're putting it up right now on the front of the page. You'll see it, and you can vote on the team you like the best. That's a 90s draft. Nice job, everybody.
Yeah.
Good job with your teams.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo's got the news here on Wednesday. What you got, Raymundo?
Yeah, panic erupted in New York City and Times Square. People thought there was a shooter, but it was a motorbike backfiring that caused a false alarm. Luckily, everybody's okay. In other news, President Donald Trump is traveling today to El Paso and Dayton to offer his condolences and meet with families and leaders. And finally, they announced yesterday that Disney's streaming service is going to launch November 12th. It's going to have Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu for $12.99 a month.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, welcome. I want to go over and talk to Cynthia in Chicago, who's on the phone. Hi, Cynthia. Good morning. Welcome to the Bobby Bones Show.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for being on the phone. What do you want to say?
I just want to say I really enjoyed meeting you guys, you and Eddie, on Friday. I didn't expect to talk to you guys, but I really, really love your show. I think all of you, what floored me on Friday was the fact that you guys actually came out and took pictures with your fans, and I've been to other comedy shows at the same location. Don't fill it, not even half as much as you did, and they don't come out, and they actually sent, yeah.
Oh, well, thanks.
You guys are amazing, and you guys have a very humble heart, all of you. Even I love Morgan. She reminds me of my sister and cousins, the younger vibe. And Amy, you adopting, it's beautiful. I've considered being a foster mom, and that's encouraging to me.
Awesome.
But yeah, all of you. And Bobby, I honestly had never seen pictures of you because I'm not a big fan like that, but now I am. Definitely. Well, in the show's amazing. Eddie, okay. You're hilarious.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh.
Hey, so she came to our Raging Idiot show in Chicago. And what did you think about the show? Because we're trying to make it good. Is it a good show, like a good stage show?
Yes, it was good. I loved it. Yeah.
And then we came out afterward and met everybody. And
yes.
You were surprised by that?
Completely floored.
All right.
Never, didn't expect it at all.
That's what we tried to do.
No, because to me it's like he's come out and, you know, like, Dancing with the Stars. Like, he's famous. I didn't expect it at all.
Yes, I'm so famous.
So
I'm so famous. Look out.
No, like, I don't.
I'm so extremely famous. Yes, excuse me, go ahead.
No, it's like in comparison to this, like, Facebook-made comedian that came into town and sent people on a wild goose hunt telling him that he was going to be at a bar downtown, and a group of them, I was with, like, some other people. We went. He never showed up. Definitely not the case with you, and that is amazing. Yeah.
We went over to our house after the show. It was awesome.
We did. Barbecued.
Yeah, slept in the kids' the bed. The kids went to the living room, but Eddie and I slept on the bunk beds. It was a whole thing. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Cynthia. We appreciate that call.
No, thank you. Thank you for putting me on the air. Oh, my goodness.
She's so thankful.
I'm going to go home and listen to it later.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Bye. Have a nice day.
All right. There she is. There's Cynthia. Hey, I do want to talk about this story. This woman lost her hands and her legs to an infection from puppy kisses.
Oh, what?
Crazy, right?
And I read stories about this from dogs, and I go, will that affect me? And I go, no, it won't. If I die, I die. But yeah, this trainer contracted a rare infection from the bacteria when her German Shepherd puppy licked an open cut.
Oh.
I'll be honest, sometimes I get an open cut, and I go, well, internet says if a dog licks it, it heals faster.
Right.
And I'm like, lick it. I'll put peanut butter on it, make it even worse, but lick it, come on. Days after returning home from a vacation, I guess her last name is Trainer. She's not a trainer. That's where it's confusing. Her name is Marie Trainer. Called out of work with backache and nausea. Then her temperature spiked, and then she went to the emergency room. She woke up in the hospital bed 9 days later. She was in a coma for 9 days, and said they had to amputate her hands and her legs. Doctors discovered she had a severe infection from a tropical travel disease, but it came from the dog's kisses.
Yeah, she was in Punta Cana, which she thought, oh, all those stuff in the news about Punta Cana, this is what I got.
She thought that's where it was from.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
It was not.
It's from her dog. Crazy. Well, it affected me 0%, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, none. Let's go to Chloe in Georgia. Chloe, thank you for calling the Bobby Bone Show. Chloe, what's up? Hey, Chloe.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, it was my first day as a senior in high school.
Oh, look at this.
And I just wanted to call and say
first day as a senior in high school. There you go. Lunchbox, would you like to give her any advice on her first day as a senior in high school?
I mean, you got to start campaigning. I mean, prom is just around the corner. You think it's a long time away, but people start picking who they're going to vote for prom queen. And if you want to win, you got to start campaigning today.
Amy, any advice her first day as a senior in high school?
Go ahead and start your college applications now. I mean, or did you start that your junior? I was just so late on that stuff, and I don't think it's ever too early. I mean, and then make some memories with your friends.
Yeah, I'll give you some advice. Go to class. It's easy to skip because everybody's like, oh, senior year. Like, take care of your business.
Oh.
Like, take care of your business.
There's also that.
Yeah. Like, do that. That matters. And so if you want to go and kind of hit the ground running in college, you need to make sure that your business is taken care of in high school. Keep your GPA up if that's the deal. If you need to go take your SAT or if you take the ACT, you need to get it up a couple points, study for it specifically.
Yeah.
But I say take care of your business. Amy says hang out with your friends. Lunchbox says campaign for prom. I say take care of your business.
Okay. I also said get your college applications in early.
That's true.
Because you don't want to be doing it last minute.
Good advice,
don't procrastinate.
Amy.
And also, if you need to take the SAT three times, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, no. I took the ACT four times.
Mm-hmm.
I took it once in seventh grade.
Okay.
Crushed it in seventh grade.
You took the ACT in seventh grade?
Mm-hmm. Crushed
so
it.
Embarrassing.
I didn't even know that was an option.
It's not really.
I didn't even know what that was.
You have to be in gifted and talented.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I did really well for a seventh grader anyway. In seventh grade, I got enough for a scholarship. Not a full ride scholarship, but in ninth grade, nailed it.
That's amazing.
Can we go back and take it now?
I don't want to.
Because I think I'd go take it, and I want to compare my score to your seventh grade score. I wonder if I can beat you.
To be fair, though, I was trying to learn that test.
Oh.
So, I mean, I was studying. You can't study everything, but you can study for the test, which is what I was doing. Seventh grade, ninth grade, took it again in 12th grade. So, I think I took it five times. I love it. There you go.
You love it.
All right, Chloe, thank you. Good luck. Have a good year.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling the show. See you later.
Bobby Bones Show.
Time for easy trivia on a Wednesday. These are super easy trivia questions. If you get it, you stay in the game. Amy, you're up first.
Okay.
It's so easy. It's so easy to fall in love.
I mean, it's so easy.
Amy.
My day. You never know.
Super easy. How many stripes are on the U.S. flag?
Ooh.
Well, hold on, I'm going to answer slowly because
I thought you were going to say zebra.
No, why would I say that?
How many stripes on the U.S. flag?
Well, the stars represent 13.
She knew it the whole time.
Yeah.
Still on the clock.
Lunchbox, a geologist is a scientist who studies what? A geologist.
A geologist. Meteorologist is weather.
Easy trivia. It's so easy.
So doggone easy.
Biologist is DNA.
Easy.
A G. Geo Nat Wild. Is that animals or do they do rocks?
A geologist.
Man, I'm just going to say animals. I have no idea.
It's rocks.
Oh!
You said it.
Yeah.
But Geo Nat Wild.
Geo is geography. National Geographic is Nat Geo.
I totally thought he was just joking with the whole, like, I don't know.
How
is
boring
rocks?
Would that channel be?
It's all rocks. Well, today we're going to do the metamorphosis.
Oh, look at how
shout out
11 hours.
Shout out to my science teachers. I started making C's in science in fifth grade.
Well, it's so easy.
Ms. Beer.
It's so easy. All right, Eddie.
That's not the song we were singing, was it?
No, but Raymond put one up.
I like it.
Shout out. How many years are in a millennium?
What?
It's so easy. It's so easy.
Millennium.
How many years are in a millennium?
It's a millennium. A century? A decade? 10, 100, millennium will be 1,000.
Oh!
Wow!
I
would not have gotten that.
You made that face.
There you go.
Right?
Wow. I just learned something.
I just guessed something.
Morgan number two. You're in the game, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right, here she is. And by the way, she doesn't do well with geography, so do you want to go away from geography?
No, stay with it.
All right. In what city was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Delaware.
What city? Oh, my God.
Wait.
You know Delaware is a state, right?
Yes.
And it's not even in Delaware.
Oh, where'd she go to school?
It's Philadelphia. I tried
you
to
know what? Science is your thing. Geography is not my thing.
That's true. Well, we only have two players left.
Uh-huh.
Amy and Eddie.
The two
one round,
ones.
We've eliminated two people of easy trivia.
Well, you gave us the hard ones.
No.
No, they're both pretty easy.
You said rocks.
That was just me trying to kill time.
Amy, ready?
I'm ready.
Who was the first ex-movie actor to become president of the United States?
Man, I feel like Ronald Reagan.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Eddie, what does FBI stand for?
Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right, next round. Did you not know that one, Lynch?
I thought it was intelligence.
That's
CIA.
CIA. Or was that the next question?
It wasn't. No. Amy, who was the 16th president of the United States?
Abe Lincoln.
Ooh,
what?
Comes out firing.
Wow.
How did you know that?
Because I just know
because you should know that.
I thought she counted it all.
Yeah, okay, because I only know 1, 2, and then 16.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Florida. Familiar with it?
Of course. One of my favorite states.
Love it. Florida is in between the Gulf of Mexico and what ocean?
Ooh, that would be the Atlantic Ocean. Nah, don't make that face.
It's so easy. Both of you, move on. Amy.
Come on.
Yeah?
What book is first in the Old Testament?
Genesis.
Correct.
Why'd you make that face?
I know he keeps doing it, throwing us off.
He's trying to, throw us off. Uh-huh. Like, stop that.
I didn't throw you off.
Well, that anxiety is serious,
though. Relax. Eddie, which Disney movie will you find Cruella de Vil?
I'm sorry?
Which Disney movie will you find Cruella de Vil? Oh, Amy's talking crap right now.
Oh, wow. Am I going to win based off this question?
Who is Cruella?
Help. Bring it.
Is she...
Come on, Eddie.
The witch?
I hope we're counting down right now.
I think she's a witch.
Which Disney movie will you find Cruella de Vil?
Cruella de Vil. She's the witch on Snow White.
Oh, Snow White. No, everybody wants to end the count
yes.
of three? One, two, three.
Cinderella.
101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, the girls got it.
Woo! Yeah.
Cinderella.
Okay, Amy has to get this right?
No.
No,
are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Amy, you are the winner.
No!
Yes! Woo!
She was feeling it too
I
early
knew
this morning.
I about today.
She's the lady with a white stripe in her hair.
Yeah, yes. She sure is.
Man.
Amy, who said, I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work? You've already won. I just thought I would throw you this one if you knew it.
Dude. I don't know, Einstein?
Oh, no.
Ben Franklin?
Thomas Edison.
Okay, one of them. Okay.
What state is the Grand Canyon in?
Arizona.
You are the winner. There she is. Amy, everyone.
Man.
Easy trivia.
Good job, Amy.
Nice work.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Kip Moore is teasing all kinds of things on his social media. He posted a picture with a light-up sign that reads Cafe. He also shared a video saying he was dropping lots of news Thursday night at midnight. so stay tuned to Kip's social media posts for the news. Dierks Bentley has a go-with-the-flow mindset when it comes to exercising.
I do think it's not good to work out all the time, do the same thing over and over again. I think you just got to go with the flow, like a wave, you know, ride it. And then when it's not there, wait for the next one. And I'm kind of waiting for my next bit of inspiration.
Brett Eldridge says that not having his iPhone has been a game changer for him. He's been more in the moment, and it's been really good for him creatively. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this woman lost her leg in a river, her prosthetic leg, okay. And she thought she would never get it back. She put up a post on Facebook.
Did it roll away from her? Like it swept away from her?
Don't know the details of how her leg got lost, but she put it up on Facebook. Zero expectations of ever seeing the leg again. Well, then this scuba diver was hanging out in the river. Yeah, found the leg. Then he was like, what do I do with this leg that I found? So he goes home and types in to like Google search engine, Clackamas River lost leg. And because she had posted something on Facebook about losing her leg in the Clackamas River or whatever, her post came up in his search. He was able to contact her and get her leg back. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the whole story is nutty. If I know. This is like you're scubaing, right? You're underwater. And you see a leg.
That freaked me out.
You probably think it's like a mannequin leg or something, right?
Oh, no, a real leg at first.
Mm.
No, you don't. That wouldn't cross your mind?
Oh, yeah, maybe. That'd
be
scary,
I guess
scary,
it just
though.
Depends because a lot of prosthetic legs.
Depending on how it looked.
Yeah. I would just think, I don't know, that's a whole weird story.
Because a real leg, I think, would be, what do you call it, deteriorated?
Like decomposed a bit.
That's what it's called. Yeah. That's the word. I knew it had a D in it.
You were close.
Yeah, yeah. You got the D part. Yeah. So she got her leg back?
She got her leg back.
There you go. And did he demand a reward?
I don't think so.
Good for him.
Yeah.
There you go. Good for him. All right. That's what it's about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Detroit, Michigan. A man was in court facing a traffic violation. He's sitting there and he looks over and there's a cell phone sitting on a bench. He's like, oh, man, that's a nice cell phone. Grabs it, sticks in his pocket. Well, the guy comes back from the bathroom. He's like, where'd my cell phone go? Goes to the bailiff, has the bailiff call it, and it rings. It's in the guy's pocket, so he gets arrested for stealing the cell
phone.
That's
crazy. That's nuts. I mean, that's as bonehead as it gets, right?
Yeah.
And then you hear it ring. Everyone's help. He's so help. Oh, that's good. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now here he is.
A new survey asks how long the no spoilers rule should be in effect. For a TV show, Amy, the no spoilers rule.
I mean, TV shows like The Bachelor, where like the next day it's all over the news, then you can say right away.
News event, I agree. It's up to you to get off the internet and not see it.
Right.
Like American Idol finale, Bachelor finale. Even a show like Game of Thrones, where it's all
so
over
big.
The internet, I don't think you should go around saying it, but you can tweet about it.
Right.
The news event shows are different. But let's just say...
But how we consume TV now, because everyone's not watching it like at 7 p.m. on Thursday night for the finale, then I say you give them a week to catch up.
A week. Mm-hmm. So like Big Little Lies season one, which happened a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the freedom to just talk about right now? Talk about how that ended?
No.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay, good point. Just, sorry guys, we can't talk about it. It's true, because I would be like, what? Don't ruin that for me.
Most Americans feel, but they feel different than I do, they feel 33 hours after a TV show airs.
Whoa.
Okay.
Which is pretty soon. Like, I feel like I'm not going to spoil any TV show. Like, I won't even talk about how Dexter ended. And that was years and years ago. Like, I go, hey, it's a good ending. Some people didn't like it. But we're just in that culture where everybody's just taking in different things.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's up to you two to be like, oh, don't spoil it. But what about a movie? A movie. Go ahead.
I guess never. Mm.
Close. I mean, they say 10 days after a movie's released, but you gotta be kidding me. No way.
Yeah, no.
There's no way. Never is close. I say 10 years.
Wow.
I say, I say 10, just because.
Or if it's like Titanic is a historical.
But it's over 10 years. Okay, good question, too. What if it's a part of history?
Because you know what's going to happen in Titanic.
Yeah. But I don't think it is.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's, hey, do you know how it ends? Even if they say no. Because maybe they don't know how history shook up.
Mm.
Wow. Good point.
Okay.
So
never.
I think in our spoiler culture now, we just got to ask for, hey, I'm going to talk about this. Is that okay? And if they say yes, you can. But I would say the general rule for me on movies is 10 years. TV shows like The Office.
I don't know. Don't tell me. I don't know yet.
Wow.
Chernobyl got them.
Huh?
Yeah. What?
When did The Office end?
6-7 years ago.
Mm. But like, I wouldn't ruin Friday Night Lights for somebody or Breaking Bad.
Yeah. So the general rule, as we're saying here, is there is no real time limit.
Yeah.
You should always go, hey, I'm going to spoil this. Is that okay? There should always be consent to spoil.
Yeah.
Can we all settle on that universally? Consent to spoil? Like, just spoil anything you kind of have. But yeah, because everyone is super sensitive to spoilers, and they should be. Amy came in once
and
spoiled the Avengers,
like,
the second
one.
The day after it came out.
Because the day after I saw it, and I just said, I mean, it was so good. Yeah, I learned my lesson there. I hope I don't ever accidentally slip up and do that. But I remembered it because it was fresh. Like, I don't even remember what I spoiled. The great thing about me is I don't really always remember all the details at the end. Like,
the great thing about me.
Yeah.
The great thing about me is this.
Everyone loves this about me.
I'm probably going to get it wrong. Speaking of Big Little Lies, whenever I started season two, I was so glad they were doing season one flashbacks in it because I couldn't quite remember exactly what went down at the end.
The great thing about just the internet in general is you can Google it and there's a page that
I'm lazy though
that keeps it. No, but they just tell you what happened, what you should know going into the next season.
Oh, really?
For every show ever. Yeah, somebody's got a page on it. Like the 10 things you should know going into season two.
Oh.
Yeah, I did that on Big Little Lies because I forgot to.
Okay. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a petition to name Keanu Reeves Time Magazine's Person of the Year. And there's like hundreds of thousands of signatures.
You know I love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
He's America's most beloved actor. I love him. That being said, I don't think he should be the person of the year.
Why?
Well, usually it goes to someone who actually affects change.
I just saw the list.
Of people in the past?
Yeah.
Who are some of the past people of the year?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Pope Francis.
Yeah.
Barack Obama. Mark Zuckerberg.
So it's people that really change things, good or bad. At one point, Hitler was the Time Person of the Year, but for a bad reason.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Like, you can fact check that, but because I don't want to be wrong on that. But
Joseph Stalin was one.
So my point is, it's just people who are changing the landscape. So you can let me know about the Hitler thing. I don't think Keanu Reeves will get it. I think it's funny, though. So
yeah, people, I mean, there's like a thing. It's on change.org because, yeah, they're trying to change that. And then these same group of people, they also want him to be people's sexiest man alive.
Adolf Hitler, man of the year,
Hitler.
1938.
38, just saw that.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy because Vladimir Putin's on there too.
So I think he could win sexiest man.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just about being sexy because, I mean, he's good looking.
Yeah, he's good looking, but he also does a lot for charity.
Exactly.
He's also, it's very cool to know him right now.
Who got it in, when Blake Shelton got it and people were like freaking out? And they're like, what? But Blake's awesome.
That's a part of it, being awesome, more so than just being super good looking. Although Blake's good looking.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
All right, what else?
Okay, so Oscar Mayer is releasing a hot dog flavored ice cream sandwich.
You know, I would have liked a mustard ice cream if I could have got my hands on it.
Well, this is off the heels of the mustard ice cream.
I don't know about hot dog ice cream sandwich, though. Like, explain to me what that is.
So it's a hot dog flavored ice cream.
Okay.
I
don't even like hot dogs by themselves without something on it.
Hold on. It's like the sandwich part is like the hot doggy flavor. And then it has the spicy Dijon mustard gelato.
Okay. And now we're talking.
And then candied hot dog pieces. So like they chop up a real hot dog, sugarcoat it, candy it, maybe saute it, sprinkle it on top. I don't know.
It doesn't sound so bad. You've talked me, because Amy, it gave me gross chills when you first were mentioning hot dog flavored ice cream. But now I'm looking at the picture of it. The Oscar Mayer ice dog sandwich is what it's called. And this is done to be funny. It won't be around forever.
Get talked about.
Is this a real thing?
Well, I mean, yeah,
it's
they're
going
to be serving it up. Oscar Mayer.
Where? I would try this.
Well, the Wiener Mobile is going to be dishing them out in New York City.
Okay. There you go. All right, what else?
So a man was denied his tax refund, $5,500. He was waiting for it. I mean, that's a lot of money. And he was like, when's my money going to come? And they're like, oh, sorry. The reason why I haven't mailed your check is because you're listed as dead.
Oh, wow.
So just
who told him that? Jesus, and he really is dead?
No, he's well and alive and has since got his refund plus an additional $76 in interest because they
death
were
tax.
Holding it. But it was, I mean, a total shock to him. But the IRS says, yeah, sorry, sometimes stuff like this does happen. So if you happen to be waiting on a check, you might want to call and see if you're alive in the system, because if they've got you listed as dead, they're going to keep that money.
That's a pretty good excuse.
Devil's advocate.
Oh.
What if you just stayed dead, never had to pay taxes again, and actually saved money?
Oh, see, and then you don't. Oh,
that's
wow.
Next level, Bobby. Ooh, thinking.
I had not thought of that.
It just depends if your credit card stuff can still run. Because I'm assuming the rest of his life kept going. Like he was only dead in that one part of the world, which is that little, you know, the IRS. But if you're dead, you're like, yeah, no, you're right, I'm dead. They're like, I'm sorry, sir, you're dead. You're like, never mind.
My bad, you were right.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yep, that's it.
All right, that's Amy's pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Did you see the story about the hiker that scared off the cougar with a Metallica song?
No.
Dee Gallant was hiking with her dog, Murphy, and they were in Canada. They saw a nearby cougar, and the cougar was kind of eyeballing them. She yelled to scare it, but the cougar did not leave. So she got creative and played loud music on her phone to frighten the cat. This is her musical choice, Don't Tread on Me by Metallica. Makes me want to run away. So it goes to the next step here. Her plan worked, the animal takes off. And she joked that she would love to tell the band's lead singer, James Hetfield, that he saved her life. And then she got a call from him.
What?
Yeah, he called her. She was skeptical that it was him, but after they talked, he sent her a selfie as proof. He's like, yeah, that was me. And so he said, it's a nice guy. But that was fun. First of all, a story. She played this song here. And then he called her. D, I heard you're the one with the cougar. Yeah. You ever a Metallica fan?
Nope.
Me either.
Really? Yeah. Even like when you were younger?
No, never.
Oh, wow.
I don't mind a couple of their songs.
Nothing else matters.
Like nothing else. Nothing else matters.
Yeah.
Or Exit Light.
Yeah, you weren't into that?
Exit Light. Wait.
Enter Night.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Take my hand.
Hit it.
Off to never land. Yeah, I didn't hate that. But
I think it was this one album, like the Black album, whatever it was.
So that was a good story. Good for James Hetfield for calling her, too. And that's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Amy, here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What do Olympic sprinters eat before a race?
What do Olympic sprinters eat before a race?
Nothing. They fast.
Oh, that's nice. Funny. That's a good one. Yeah, look at that.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah,
that's a good, that's good delivery,
like,
too. Amy.
I love when you use the word actually.
Yeah, it was actually good.
Yeah, like you're like, they fast.
Yeah. He's good all the way around. Okay. That's actually a good one. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because, like, they're not good every day.
Not every day.
Well, no, and some of them just tickle you in different ways. Some of them just appeal to you, like different comedians, different books. You have different.
All right.
That was a good one.
Thank
to
you.
To me. Sorry. Parentheses. To me.
Oh, there we go.
Got it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That Storm Area 51 page has been pulled by Facebook.
Oh.
Well, I didn't write the address down, so now I don't know where to go.
Great.
That's a problem. I was just counting on it being there. An event page dedicated, tongue-in-cheek, by the way, to storming Area 51 has been taken down. More than 2 million people signed up for the event. And so even the guy who created it said, yeah, it was a joke. But they pulled it. I guess they're afraid people will actually go.
Yeah.
People are going to show up, but I don't think they're going to storm it. Morgan number two, you got a text critique over here. Someone says, I have a little critique from Morgan number two. When leading into a sound... Oh, you're getting like a soundbite critique here. When leading into a soundbite, you shouldn't say what they said. You should paraphrase.
I do paraphrase.
Oh, somebody's getting a little heated.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I wonder how much... You know what? Morgan number two, just take it.
You want me to respond to him?
No, I do that. I'll sit over here and respond to people on text, and Morgan number two will be like, don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I get snippy. When people just send snippy things, I get snippy back sometimes. Amy has a lot of Alexa emails. She's looking for someone to come and play the role of Alexa at her son's birthday party on Saturday.
Yep.
And so your son... and I
Friday night, to clarify, in case anybody's available.
Oh, his birthday's Saturday, but the party's Friday night.
Correct.
So what is your son looking for exactly?
Well, he thinks that Alexa has brown skin. Beautiful skin, by the way. She wears sunglasses, and, like, she's really nice.
Mm.
Like, so I just... those are the requirements, not hard.
Here's Amy's son talking on what he thinks Alexa is.
Tell us what Alexa looks like.
Blonde. She have a short hair. She have sunglasses. She have beautiful skin. Black. And she look pretty and handsome. And she wear sunglasses.
Okay, wow. Oh, so I guess I kind of forgot she has short hair, and I forgot she's brown and black.
Hmm. Isn't that the same to him, though?
Yeah, sure.
Like, he says black skin, but your daughter says brown skin?
Yeah. So
did you get emails?
Oh, my gosh. I got a ton of emails.
But you did offer $100 for an hour of work.
But yeah. So many people, I know, but people were like, I don't want to be paid. In fact, if you do pay me, like, maybe, or if you insist, we can find a charity to donate it to or whatever. So, I mean, people aren't doing it for the money. I think they just really want to be Alexa.
Here's the judgmental email to Amy. Amy, please abandon Alexa now. Birthday aside, when your 9-year-old has questions, get him to a library.
Yeah, because I said Stevenson always asks Alexa questions. And I'm like, wait, hold on. So now we're supposed to bust out the encyclopedia?
Here is the concerned email to Amy. You shouldn't just hire someone from the radio. I'm worried about who wants to show up at your house. Please be careful. Someone creepy could take advantage of this situation. Make sure it's all safe. That's the concerned email. I'm going to say this. I'd try to come around Amy's husband and start a little problem. He'll snap your head off.
Right.
Trained at head snapping.
And he will be there.
That's right. Here is just a tip email. Not just the tip. Here's just a tip email.
Okay.
What if Alexa just had an Echo in their costume? So when you ask Alexa a question, it answers like Alexa. Meaning she actually has an Alexa Echo.
Mm.
Right, and it's this big.
Are they ever battery-powered, though?
Good question.
You gotta, like, plug it into the wall.
I guess Alexa doesn't walk around. She sits in a chair.
Do you have any other ones you'd like to read?
Well, I mean, I got so many, like, hundreds. I couldn't keep up. But this is just like, yeah, I pulled an assortment of what I get. And there was definitely some where it was, like, so obvious. It was like, okay, this is the, you know, like you said, there's the concerned, mm-hmm. the tip. Well, I definitely got the whole, this is really just, I want to hook up with Bobby email.
Oh, interesting. Go ahead.
So,
read some of those.
Okay. My sister was Alexa for Halloween. It was a big hit. She's independent, has her own thing going on, loves dogs, and working on the weekends, and is physically fit. Mm. She watches John Mayer on his Insta all the time and is very quick-witted. Alexa for Halloween, but then gives me, like, all the stats that you would appreciate in her.
Maybe and then, I should hire her.
And then she lives in Utah, but will travel. Oh, and wow. Then said, P.S., this is her Insta if Bobby wants to slide in.
Yeah,
so I was like, you know, there was...
Put that back up, Mike. I'll look and see what's going on over there.
$100 an hour on that one?
Yeah. I'm not going to pay $100 an hour.
There's all kinds. I mean, which I appreciated every single email, except for the judgmental ones. But, I mean, hey, everybody has an opinion.
Did you reach out and say, I want to hire somebody?
I have some pulled aside for sure that I think could work, and they're definitely...
You better get going. Today's Wednesday.
I realize that, but do you know how long it took me to sort through all these emails last night? So then today's my day to really, like, make a phone call, see if we connect on the phone, hear their Alexa voice.
Oh, you're going to audition their Alexa voices?
Maybe. I don't know.
Science says that tickling your ear could actually slow aging.
Oh.
What were you going to say?
Well... I just was thinking about when my husband tickles our kids.
Oh, go ahead.
Like, I think it's, like, the cutest thing ever. Like, I love it. Like, I love watching him tickle. Like, I'm very attracted to tickling, I think.
Do you like when he tickles you? Nobody likes to be tickled.
No.
Like, you love laughing. You love laughing. You love being touched, but you hate being tickled.
Mm-hmm.
New research says that tickling the ear with a small electrical current may slow down some of the effects of aging.
Oh.
Scientists found this therapy led to improvements including better mood, sleep, and quality of life. If you can afford this, like of all the things we're supposed to be spending our money on, if you can afford ear shocks, you probably got a little too much money.
Yeah. So it doesn't work if you just get your friend to tickle your ear?
Oh, no. Come give me a shot.
Because you can't tickle yourself.
True.
So you need
you
somebody.
You can make your feet go a little bit, but it's hard to tickle your feet. Sure.
Oh.
If you take a feather.
Okay. There you go. But that's not your...
You've seen my bedroom. It's just full of feathers. So I just grab a feather and do the bottom of my foot. And I'm kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
So, ear tickling. Speaking of money and stuff, I called and I'm trying to find a new therapist. I reached out to my friend. I was like, hey, I need a new therapist. My other one's so far away. I'm not going to drive 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Anymore. It's rough when they're far away. My husband and I gave up on marriage counseling because it was literally an hour away. I mean, we need to find a new one. It was an hour there, an hour back. It's like, no.
Well, for me, it wasn't just a drive. I'm just gone so much. Mm-hmm. And I was having to call and cancel all the time, being like, well, I got to do a trip I got to take. So then you have to pay for it and then not go. So I'm broker and I don't get any better. I lose twice. But I called my buddy. I was like, hey, hook it up. I don't know how you hook up a therapist, but I was like, can you find me somebody closer?
You have a buddy that finds therapists?
Yeah. When I went to OnSite.
Oh, yeah.
He runs that entire...
Oh, yeah. No, he's awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, can you find me somebody? And so, it's always a weird process, though.
Yeah. I saw him. He was at that baby shower I was at for Caroline, and we got to talk for a little bit, and he's kind of like, yeah, text me anytime with questions. I almost want to be like, if something in my day is like going weird.
He's
I was like, is
therapist.
It weird? I know, but he has a lot of information.
Billie Eilish is nearing the record at number two, the longest number two of all time, because she's stuck behind Old Town Road, which is number one of all longest.
And that's a jam,
too.
Oh,
wow.
Mm-hmm. So Billboard magazine says that Old Town Road, it's 18 straight weeks and counting, is the longest Hot 100 song. Billie Eilish has spent 8 weeks at number two with this right here, Bad Guy. I'm not bad type, make you 10 weeks is the Billboard record for being trapped at the runner-up spot, and that was held by Missy Elliott, Work It. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down. What is she saying right here? Go.
Is your feminine is winning yet?
What is she saying there, though?
It's not, because I think it's rewound.
Go ahead.
It's your feminine is winning yet. I don't know what she was saying that got flipped.
She's saying that line right before it. She goes, take it, flip it, and reverse it. Then it's that flipped in reverse.
Oh,
well, that makes
sense.
We play
that again, Raymond. Oh, did you not? I thought you knew that.
No, I knew it was rewound.
Take it, stay down, flip it, and reverse it. Right there.
That makes a lot of sense.
Raymond, did you know that? I saw your face light up a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was a swear word and we reversed it.
Oh, you thought we reversed it?
Yeah.
In every bar, restaurant, club, radio ever?
Well, they don't play that song anymore, let's be real.
No, but they did. Disney is rebooting Home Alone.
Oh.
Is that so they just re-release it? It's not like they're putting... Okay.
No, you redo it. Like, they're doing everything. Oh. Lion King, Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Live.
Bloodsport. What?
Are they doing it live?
Tell me that's true.
No, they're not. It's not a Disney thing. Home Alone is a live-action movie
animals.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Disney CEO Bob Iger said yesterday they will create reimagined versions of Home Alone, Cheaper by the Dozen, Night at the Museum, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, cool. I like all those.
It's still unclear, they say, if the Home Alone reboot will feature Macaulay Culkin.
Well, there's his little brother, right? He's probably old, too.
He's probably 32.
Dang.
They'll have to get another kid, but I would assume Macaulay Culkin has some role, like very, very small side role, which, by the way, Home Alone, not a Christmas movie, just happened to happen at Christmas. You could take and put 4th of July in there and have all the little things be about 4th of July, and it would be the same movie. It's about a kid and his mom and their love. Anyway, Disney will offer, listen to this.
Don't argue it, Amy.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus all combined for $12.99 a month. That's $5 less than if you bought them separately, and it's going to be less than Netflix when they get it all together.
Oh, cool.
They're combining all of this. You're getting the version of Hulu. The streaming war is going to be good for all of us because they're all going to do crazy packages and be a little bit cheaper, get us hooked, and then raise the price eventually. But that's going to be great for all of us. Competition is amazing because everybody's performing the absolute best for the least possible. Mm. I watched The Boys last night on Amazon. I had a good day yesterday. Went home from the show, got a workout in. Jana Kramer came over and did Bobby Cash. She's the guest that's been on the most because she's just a great guest. She did a Lifetime movie. She's leaving today.
Oh, wow.
To go do a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
And her character is The girl from the big city who goes back to her small town.
She has the dream job.
To see her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
She runs into him. But she's going to Louisiana to shoot for 3 weeks. Lifetime. A Christmas movie.
Yeah.
So we talk about that because I know you're fascinated with those.
Yeah.
But check out the latest Bobbycast. It really is great. She's a great guest. And so she came over. We did that. There was a storm last night. There's a storm last night. And my dog got scared. He had never been through a big storm before. And so every time that a big thunderbolt or lightning would pop, it sounded like someone would step on his tail. He'd go, "Bow!" every time. And I was like, all right, you just don't let him in the bed with me. But I was like, all right, come up here. Because he's still too small to even jump up on the bed. So I put him up. And we just chilled for a bit. You can see on my Instagram story, he just was like staring out the window. And then it just made him go crazy. It was like someone injected him with some crazy serum. Because he's just running around. So I got to see my dog in the storm for the first time. And eventually I had to put him back in his room. And let him go, but try to go to sleep. But yeah, I was up late last night, but I had a pretty good day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else happened. A lot of calls because I got to announce American Idol yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now working toward, I encourage people, if you want to, you know, be on the show on American Idol, check out the website and you can audition because they're looking for good people. So anything else happened to me yesterday that you know of?
I don't know what happened to you yesterday. We didn't really talk.
I feel like, I know. Why don't we? Why don't we have more talks?
What? We can't. We talk here all the time.
Amy and I did talk in the studio. We stayed yesterday for a bit and talked. We had a good talk afterward.
Mm-hmm.
About what?
Up until like noon.
I don't have an update about that, by the way. But
Amy had some drama yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it on the air, but remember yesterday she was alluding to some difficult conversations that she had to have?
Yeah.
And so we sat for a bit and talked about that. Amy's turned into a little businesswoman, got to say. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're handling your business.
Thanks.
And forever, Amy would be like, I don't know what I'm doing. Now she's starting to handle her business. She's getting ready.
Well, now I still don't know what I'm doing, but I'm not as scared about it. I'm just like, whatever. I'm just going to go in and figure this out. And I feel like I learned a lot of that from you. Like, I love when, because I see you doing all these things and how you handle stuff. And I'm like, God, you just got it figured out. But then you remind us, no, actually, nobody has it figured out.
Nope.
And so I keep that in my back pocket and remind myself of that. And that helps me.
Nobody has it figured out.
Right.
It's just people are acting like they do a little better than others.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm sort of naive to where I think it also plays in my favor, which you've said too. Like sometimes that you don't know everything can actually help you. I arranged some call with somebody in our company that I met last week at a dinner. I had no idea how high up in our company. I didn't even tell you about this part because it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I arranged a call with somebody and then I realized I kind of got their email because after I met them, I emailed and said, hey, you know, do you have any... I'd just love to pick your brain about something real quick. And she replied back with her assistant attached. And I was like, whoa, she's got an assistant. Okay. Sign number one. Then we got scheduled like a week out. So clearly she's very busy. And then I finally started to put two and two together. She's very, 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 very high up.
Yeah. Who is it?
I can tell you off. Her name's Gail. But when I was on the call, I didn't realize how high up. When I Googled a spreadsheet of our company, it's like CEO and she's like, you know, it
one
has
under.
The faces.
Yeah.
Well, she's like a few under and I'm like, what? I would have never arranged that call. I would have never emailed her. But because I was a little naive, I did. And she was so kind to me that I was like, you know what? This is cool because she did not have to make time for me.
I'll say that most super high people in companies are like really... is a terrible analogy. Don't hate me, everybody. I would say most really high people up in companies are like really pretty girls that you just think, oh, they're so busy, they don't want to talk to anybody. But really, really pretty girls don't get hit on that much because everybody's like, oh, I don't want to reach out to them.
You're comparing. It's an analogy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. That's true.
Because they're intimidating.
Maybe she's not used to people reaching out to her because, yes, it would be intimidating. But because I'm.
But the best thing about not knowing the rules is you don't play by them.
Right.
Like it. So anyway.
But now I'm like, I probably won't bother her again.
Hey, I want to go over to Rachel in Kentucky, who's on the phone. Hey, Rachel, thanks for calling the Bobby Bone Show. What's happening?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, studio.
What's up?
Morning.
Morning.
All right, Bobby, my kids went back to school today, and I'm scrolling social media, and I'm seeing everybody's first day back to school pictures, and I didn't get one, and I'm feeling kind of crappy. Can you guys encourage me a little bit?
How old are they?
They are, gosh, don't even ask me that. They are in 3rd grade, 10th grade, and 11th grade.
Well, first of all, eliminate the 10th and 11th grader anyway. You don't need a first school picture for them. They might drove theirs.
Yeah, they've done it plenty of times.
All right, all right. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, so First of all, don't let Facebook affect your feelings about your own parenting, right? You can do one of two things. One, who cares, really? Not a big deal. If it's not a big deal to you, it doesn't matter. Two, you can take a picture tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're not going to know in a month anyway.
Right.
Like, if you're like, I really got to get that back to school picture, it's not like he's going to grow a beard or she's going to grow a beard before tomorrow. So you don't have. Amy, did you do that today?
Did not.
Today's your first day at kids back
to
school.
Well, yeah, but I leave the house before they
wake them up. Put your clothes on, kids. All right, go back to bed.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I would do. If it's something that I wanted to keep, like, who cares if it's like the first week of school? It doesn't literally have to be the first day. 10 years from now, when you look back, oh, so cute. This was your first day at third grade. Like, you're not going to remember if it's taken on the exact first day.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. It's my final judgment, Rachel, that you're totally fine.
Yeah.
First of all,
okay,
don't look at Facebook and let it affect your day. First, that's it. Regardless if it's your kids, your political life, whatever, don't do it. Secondly, if you feel like, oh, man, I really screwed up, that's okay. What you do is you just take a picture tomorrow, mm-hmm, or at the end of their first day.
Yeah.
You could even, ooh, miss it by just a few hours.
Plot twist.
Yeah, you could spend today and go get a whiteboard and write, is your kid a boy or a girl?
All boys.
Okay, so you'd be like, Timmy's first day at third grade, and write all these facts about him. And then when he comes home, hey, stand in front of the board, Timmy. Let me get this picture. Boom. You post it.
Cute.
Yeah. In the end, you're fine. You're fine.
That's what I needed. I knew you'd be able to encourage me.
Yeah. I just want to encourage you not to let those outside influences affect your inside.
You guys are awesome.
All right. See you later, Thank Rachel. You. Bye-bye. Let's go to Richard in St. Louis on the phone. Hey, Richard. Thanks for calling the show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Bobby? How's it going, crew?
Pretty good. What's going on with you?
Just want to call and tell you thank you. Me and my wife, every single morning, we both drive separately to work, but we listen to your show. And, you know, it always gives us something to talk about. So just wanted to say thanks for kind of brightening up our day.
I appreciate that, Richard. Hope you have a good day. Tell your wife we say hello, too.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you in St. Louis. We're going to see the Raging Idiots before too long. So
you're
going to
like the
show.
We'll
be there.
Yeah, the show's pretty good, if I'm being honest. It's not just like a full concert. It's like comedy, yeah, and a little music. Eddie hit me last night. He's like, because I'm switching the show. I'm just tinkering the whole time. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of comedy stuff involved.
Yeah.
And I hit Eddie. I was like, hey, we're going to switch this up, do this. He goes, hey, maybe by the end of the tour we'll have this down. And I'm like, all right. All right, passive aggressive.
The last show of the tour, we're going to be like, that was perfect.
Yeah, all right.
Nailed it.
I'm at home just going, what if we move this here? I'm a perfectionist.
That's good. You're always fine-tuning.
Thank you. Always. We should always be fine-tuning. We should never be completely changing, but we should always be fine-tuning. Because complete change never stays.
So you don't believe in the, if it ain't broke, don't fix it?
I believe you can always improve yourself by 3%.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Week to week, I try to get about 3% better. You don't always hit it. It's a great goal. If you're 10% better, that's not going to last. But I'm always striving for slight modification in how I'm performing.
Yeah. That's good.
Everywhere. Work, personal life, the bedroom, and I live, and I sleep alone. So just trying to get...
So how do you do that?
Spin bike.
My third book. What, Amy?
Your spin bike.
Yeah,
or whatever, Peloton.
You know, this job, demanding in certain ways. Demanding in, you have to wake up early, like super early. And for me, I'm not a morning person. I have to wake up at 3:30. Listen, if I'm sleeping in, 3:50. And I feel a little mischievous. I'm like, 3:50.
Such a rebel.
Yeah. And so, until about now, I'm not even really awake. But I was reading this story about how some people are actually wired to jump out of bed and face the day.
Ooh.
Meaning like their body is conditioned perfectly or genetically ready to just wake up and be like, here we go, it's a new day. Like you wake up, imagine this, the alarm clock goes off, you're, and all of a sudden in your ears you hear, it's gonna be a bright,
oh no.
Yeah. It's a great day, let's go.
That doesn't happen.
No.
Everything you're saying is so foreign to all
Does
of us.
Does anybody know anybody like that?
Well, here you go. About 1 in 300 people have no problem jumping out of bed at 4 or 5 a.m. and loving it.
Wow.
A study out of the University of California, San Francisco says these people have what they call advanced sleep phase. Basically, their internal clock is running hours earlier than everyone else's. Like, it's not something they've trained themselves to do. Like, their body, we're all just built certain ways.
Yeah.
Their bodies release melatonin prematurely, which gives them that kick they need to get up and face the day. The downside is it's hard for them to socialize at night because they're sleepy earlier.
Oh, right.
I just wish I had this because I don't need to socialize at night. I'm in bed by 8:30. Night owls have body clocks that are delayed. I'm a night owl. Give me 2 days, I'm up. I go to bed when the sun's coming up. And so, but there are negative effects. They have a hard time functioning at work. They're sleep deprived. Researchers hope that the study will raise more awareness of advanced sleep phases, meaning there probably just shouldn't be a dedicated time that everybody just gets up and is supposed to feel good.
Right.
I was reading, our friend Bobo put up this thing about on Instagram about how much sleep you need. And he's like, jobs that have demanding cognitive parts of their job or thinking, you need almost 10 hours of sleep.
Ooh.
Like an athlete.
Like physical and mental. If like you're having to use your body or your mind, that you need extra sleep. And then he was over at the house last night. He's a friend. And he's like, are you wearing your blue glasses? I'm like, what are you talking about? Blue blockers?
Blue light. Yeah. Oh. Blue light blockers.
Oh, the blue light.
Blue blockers.
He's very into those.
That's what people wore in like the 70s. Oh, no. Those are funny. I like those.
Wait, is that glasses or something else? Okay.
And late at night, the blue blocker commercial would come on. Yes. Remember the guy that would rap? Yo, here I am on the street. You know, it's your boy. I got my blue blockers on. I was like, that guy's so cool. So I have some blue prescription blue light glasses.
Yes.
I put them on last night.
Yeah, I need to be wearing mine. I got mine from Warby Parker, and I love them, but I don't wear them at night, and it probably is affecting my sleep. Ugh. Because, I mean, we're all on our computer or watching TV before bed, and that's another thing Bobo says. Don't do that. Cut it off, like an hour before. And I'm like, what? I'm still trying to get work done.
We're quoting our friend Bobo here. Yeah. By the way, his name sounds like Bobo. A clown. Like Bobo the clown. He's not a clown. He's like a... What is he officially?
He's a anesthetist.
Excuse me?
What? I don't know.
He makes Nestle iced tea for everyone.
No, so there's anesthesiologists, but then there's anesthesiologist nurses. So, and that's what's anesthetist. Remember Dr. Death or whatever?
Oh, right.
We're not comparing our friend to Dr. Death.
No, oh, Dr. Kevorkian.
He went to the same, whatever that dude was that was the, ended up, the Bravo show about him. Like, he went to school with him.
Well, there you go. That's our friend Bobo.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Police officer Eric Reynolds showed up to work a couple weeks ago, checks his email, and he has an email from a sheriff's deputy, David Stoll. And he's like, he must be looking for a suspect. We may, have something in common. And he logs into his email, and it says, hey, man, I signed up for 23andMe.
Oh, wow.
Just like you, and it came back, we're brothers.
Brothers, whoa. Not even cousins. Wow. And wait, what was the deal with the parents?
They share the same dad, and the dad didn't know David, the brother that emailed, existed either.
Oh, the mom got pregnant and then went away.
Yeah, and never knew. And so now they're reuniting, and he's going to get to meet his dad. But 49 years on this earth, didn't know they were brothers, and 23andMe, both men of the blue.
And then they're going to be partners in a new buddy cop.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to share a patrol car.
There it is. That's good. That's a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, man, this is a good one. Hey, Eddie, you're going to like this one, too.
Come on.
On this day in country music, let's do this. Hit me, Raymundo.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
1997 was the year. Today, 22 years ago, Garth Brooks played a free concert for 980,000 people. What do you think that concert was, Eduardo?
Yeah, Central Park.
Yeah, it's Garth's largest audience to date at a landmark concert in New York City's Central Park. The event was broadcast live on HBO. Here is Garth doing Friends in Low Places in Central Park. It was HBO's largest audience for an original program that year, and it beat the four broadcast networks.
Wow.
And almost 1 million people showed up, and he had Don McLean, who sang American Pie.
Yep.
And then Billy Joel come out and do music with them. This is Garth and Billy Joel doing Shameless in Central Park.
Never lost anything I ever been.
Why would Garth and Billy Joel do Shameless together?
Because he wrote it.
Billy Joel wrote it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Billy Joel wrote and recorded Shameless.
I think I've heard him play it on the piano.
On the piano?
Piano?
Piano. Yeah. The mayor of New York declared it Garth Brooks Day. It was dubbed Garthstock. It remains the largest concert ever held in Central Park, surpassing the previous record of 600,000 held by Paul Simon. On this day in 1997, Garth Brooks had a show in Central Park, and that's amazing. Hit me on the outfit.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
I'm going to tell you, I'm on Instagram yesterday, and you can push the little airplane arrow and send somebody else's Instagram?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I get a message from my friends, and we're like, this is what it's all about, and I click it. And I think it was Kylie Jenner's Instagram or Travis Scott's Instagram, one of the two. And he had put all these rose petals for her birthday, and she walks into a room, and it's nothing but rose petals as far as you can see. And it's like up to your shins in rose petals. He paid $50,000 for rose petals.
Just petals?
Just rose petals. It was amazing to see. Travis Scott gifted Kylie Jenner over $50,000 worth of rose petals for her 22nd birthday. Kylie Jenner took to Instagram to show it. That's where I saw it. I don't follow her, but maybe I should. They do some crazy stuff on that thing. it is a lot.
I'm going to check this out.
It's 2,000 square feet, so it takes 16,000 roses to cover the area, and about $50,000 to $60,000 in roses.
Wow. It's baller.
Wait till you see it. It's amazing.
And now I know what you mean by the little airplane. It looks like a paper airplane.
Yeah. A little paper airplane. That's how you send it to Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones if you want. MR. Bobby Bones. I want to go to Katie in Maine, who is sitting on the phone. Hey, Katie, thanks for calling the Bobby Bones Show. What's happening?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, guys. No, I just wanted to call in and say that you guys actually replaced my regular morning show on my local radio station. There's only one country station where I live in Maine. And at first, I was kind of upset that you guys had replaced them. I hadn't really heard you before, but I've actually fallen in love with the show, and I look forward to listening to you guys every morning. So thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot. We appreciate that. And, you know, if you finish the show and you only get like 20 or 30 minutes, you can always go back on iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on Demand and listen to the whole show. We even do... After the show is over, we shut our mics down. We do the post-show, pre-show, which is just us going for 20 or 30 minutes or so. So I appreciate you being a new listener because I know changing is tough with anything. You get into your habits and something comes in, you're like, oh, no. So, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people were kind of upset at first, too, like on the radio station's Facebook, and everybody was like, oh, I can't believe they got rid of, you know, this morning show. But I was pretty happy to hear you guys.
Well, thanks. And we have nothing to do with that. What happens is the station calls us and goes, hey, we'd like to put you on. And then I think about it and go, yep, that'd be great. What's the station you listen to us on?
97.1 The Bear.
Oh, we love 97.1 The Bear. Love it. All right. Hey, thank you for calling, Katie.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. See you later. Sean in Kansas is on and wants to say a little something. Hey, Sean, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, just wanted to call and let you guys know that I recently moved down to the Kansas area and discovered your guys' show. And as a truck driver, I absolutely enjoy and look forward to hearing everything you guys talk about in the mornings. Definitely makes my drive more enjoyable.
Thanks, man.
And also wanted to say Bobby had the best draft pick for today. So giving that shout out right there.
Yeah. Shout out.
The Truck Drivers Union is supporting me in the draft. I got their endorsement.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of votes.
The hardworking men and women out there driving the trucks.
They're all like, hurr,
hurr. They're supporting me right now. The poll is up at bobbybones.com. Go and vote. I'll say this about Morgan number two. She sure does talk a lot of garbage. We go to break and she's like, you're not going to win. And I'm like, whoa. I told her, I'm just here for everyday people. You know, slugging it out. We're here. We're just going to show up our lunch pails and go to work. That's all we do on this draft. We show up. We do our business.
Hard hats.
We see what happens. You do my hate on us. That's okay. Maybe my draft wasn't the flashiest with Garth Brooks and George Strait and a little Tupac.
It's pretty solid.
Maybe it wasn't the flashiest Morgan number two, but we're going to get the job done. Mm-hmm. I feel pretty good about this. Bobbybones.com. Just to vote on anybody's. I encourage you to go to the site and vote. Thank you very much. Anything you'd like to say, Amy?
I mean, you can vote for mine.
You can. Yes. You can vote for Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan.
You can vote for everybody. This
means a lot to our hearts.
It really does.
What three songs really speak to you?
Yeah.
Lunchboxes.
There you go. I have audio of Eddie's son. This is him saying that you're a liar, Eddie.
Yeah, pretty much called fake news on me.
Remember when Eddie came on and said his son got lost for a couple hours?
Yeah.
And everybody's freaking out going, where's Eddie Jr.? And then they called you and they're like, don't freak out, but your son is missing.
Correct.
He's 11?
He's 11. And then he was, I don't know, somehow on Twitter, maybe on my wife's phone or something, and he saw the headline that said, Eddie loses his son.
Okay.
And he didn't like that.
He did. Okay. Here's the clip of Eddie Jr., age 11, talking to his dad here.
Freezing.
Computer's freezing. We're having a lot of those issues.
It'll play right in a second.
Raymond, can you guys hear Raymundo?
Yeah.
Okay. I never know if you can hear him or if only I'm hearing him. I wonder if this is how people feel whenever, like, Jesus, they feel like Jesus is talking to them. Like, nobody else can hear him. Because if, like, Raymundo talks to me, I'm like, can you guys hear him? Or am I the only one?
I'm sure it's the exact same thing.
Well, no, but I just wonder. Like, if you're hearing voices, you're like, oh. How you feeling, Raymundo? Should I move on?
I got the Wheel of Death.
Oh, no.
Oh, the Wheel of Death.
Reboot.
Could you guys hear him say Wheel of Death?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know.
That's the worst.
You all reacted the same way. Okay. Raymundo, give me a thumbs up in the glass room, Raymundo, when it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this all because the studio's new?
I don't know. I know Ray's. Is he still frustrated with his setup?
All right, we're good.
Oh, we are good? Are you still frustrated with your setup, Raymundo?
No, I vented it on the post-show, pre-show. I think I'm fine now. I just didn't like the one screen. I enjoyed my three screens, three mouses, three keyboards.
And he's like, but now we're all technology advanced.
All right, here's Eddie's kid. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, what you said was fake news.
In what way?
I wasn't playing a zombie game, and I wasn't playing a game where I was, like, inside it. I was out in the open. They just couldn't find me. I just kept on circling around, and I gave up, and I just kept on playing games.
And what was the game you were playing?
It was just, like, this Disney game.
And it wasn't a zombie game?
Nope.
My bad. But you were still lost.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
They were lost.
Yeah. All right,
there
fake
you go.
News.
Here is, do you know who Dakota Johnson is?
Yes, she's the 50 Shades of Grey girl?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
And she was on Jimmy Fallon, and she uses George Clooney's name to make dinner reservations. Are we talking about that?
I wanted to go to the good restaurants in when I was growing up.
Do you know George Clooney?
No, I don't, because nobody else is named George Clooney. I met him a couple years ago. We were traveling to the Toronto Film Festival, and we happened to be on the same plane, and I was like, hi, I'm Dakota. And he was like, oh, I've heard of you. I know what you do. It's like you call and you use my name. It's okay.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be irritated, though, if you're the restaurant and George doesn't show up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get all prepared because you think George Clooney, the best chef is there, the best servers. Right. You got it all ready to go.
That's what you should do in Lunchbox for your next bit. Call and make reservations as famous people. Be like, hello, I'm Luke Combs.
I like you talk like that.
I like, I'm Luke Combs. I like to get reservation in my name. You got to do that.
It's funny.
I don't know if I can do that beat.
A 10-year-old opera singer last night on America's Got Talent got the golden buzzer. Now, I don't watch AGT, but I think this is the thing where they go, you're automatically through. So you don't have to, like, it's just like, boom, you're through. Okay, she's a 10-year-old opera singer. Here's a clip of her performance.
Devoid.
Wow.
Jeez Louise.
I don't know much about opera. That's pretty good.
That sounds real good.
I can't even believe she's 10.
Yeah, her name is Iman Bisha. She's saying Caruso. Oh, one of my favorite numbers.
You listen to it on repeat.
She received the golden buzzer from the guest judge, Jay Leno. So, yeah, fantastic. If you like singing like that, let me encourage you. Eddie and I will be in San Antonio and Austin. The Raging Idiots comedy and music show.
Yeah. You guys do Caruso?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Who doesn't do Caruso?
If we're ever in the mood.
Yeah.
Who
does? Finally, here's a clip from Brad Paisley during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Brad also did Caruso.
Okay, that's what I thought you were going to say. No,
he did a song for newly made American citizens with a list of things they can do now they're American. Here you go.
You can dress your dog like Lady Gaga, make him his own Instagram, go to dry bar, get a blowout, marry a Kardashian. Call your uncle dumb on Facebook, convince yourself the earth is flat, become a YouTube influencer, and freak out because the McRib is back.
There you go. Brad Paisley on Jimmy Kimmel. I think that's kind of what's happened in the last 24 hours or so.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A woman in California painted her house bright pink with emojis on it. You see this paint job?
I didn't.
Amazing. apparently to get revenge on a neighbor who reported her for running an Airbnb. Boy, she dedicated hard to that revenge. Now she's got to clean that off, though. But a neighbor reported the homeowner for using the property for short-term rentals, which is like, you know, an Airbnb, which is not, you're not able to do in her neighborhood. So she painted her house pink, and there are humongous emojis all on the outside of it. It's called the Emoji House. It's got the emoji with the tongue out, and then the mouth zips shut. So she also dedicated these specific emojis to her neighbor.
Yep.
They're going to keep it like that, right? It looks good.
It looks like they can't make her paint it back.
Wow.
Does, right?
I like it.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's like the garage has the zip mouth, and then right behind it is the one with the tongue sticking out.
With the crazy eyes.
Yeah, pretty good. We're going to wrap it up today. Appreciate everybody for being here with us here on the show. Amy, what's going on? What's up?
It's the first day of school, so hopefully, I mean, I'm going to try to pick my kids up. Hopefully they had great days, and then kind of get them packed for Austin, because, well, it's the first day of school, and we're taking them out of school to go to Austin.
Oh, it's healthy.
So, yeah, it's so fun. Yeah, I mean, not leaving yet, but need to get them packed. And then, but, I mean, we'll take homework with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
I got a couple things. I have an Ingrid Anders Bobby cast today, which we may not put up today. We may wait until tomorrow, but I'm going to do that this afternoon. I have a photo shoot next week, so I got to do a bunch of clothes picking out for photo shoots.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to work out. I guess I have some videos to shoot. Eddie and I are planning the Kansas State Fair, so we got to do some stuff there. It's just a normal day, but that's what I'm doing. Getting ready for Austin, packing it up.
We're not doing the fair stuff today, are we?
We have to shoot a video for it, or
oh,
I do.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're not playing.
I mean, we're going to the fair today.
Yeah. Thank you guys for hanging out. Check out the newest Bobbycast with Jana Kramer. She came to the house yesterday. It's a really great episode. She talks about how she's doing one of those Lifetime original Christmas movies or a Hallmark. I don't know the difference.
Well, Hallmark and Lifetime.
I started saying that. I was like, I don't know the difference.
No, it's a good point.
Two different stations, but they both put out Christmas movies, and she's doing a Lifetime one. I would say they're both really good. Hallmark has just done a, you know, they're kind of more known as like having the great Christmas ones, but Lifetimes are just as good.
Which one is she doing? Mike Hallmark?
Lifetime.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good. Lifetime's got great movies.
Today, when the show is over, after you listen back on the podcast, check out the Bobbycast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and search for the last episode with Jana Kramer. It's fantastic. Also, there's one where Eddie and I are talking about the songs that you think are about one thing, but really aren't. Like Wonderful Tonight, Eric Clapton. It's not a love song. He's like, you look wonderful tonight. Like, let's go. That's what it was.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, like, all right, you look wonderful. Let's go. We've been waiting all day. So check that Bobbycast out. And, yeah, that's it. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. Goodbye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.